Today's title is Where's the Money? The Story of Two Tax Collectors.
Last week was April 15th. And in the United States, it is called the Tax Day. Residents of the United States of America must file individual federal tax returns and pay any taxes that are due to the federal government. Many states also use that as their tax day as well.
Well, you may have heard this quote before by Ben Franklin, a forefather of the United States, an American statesman, a writer, a signer in the Constitution of the United States. He said, in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. I didn't say debt. I said death and taxes. They were taking and assessing taxes back in the ancient days and in the Bible days. Can you name two tax collectors in the Bible? Okay. Matthew and Zacchaeus. Yes. Sister Marlene, did you forget scripture for reference for today? No, I didn't want to give you any hints of the tax collectors. Our scripture reference is Luke 19:9 in the NIV. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, and because this man too is a son of Abraham. And verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Tax collectors were hated back in the Bible days. Why were they so hated in the Bible days? Well, they cheated people. How did they cheat the people? Tax collectors worked for the Roman government. It was their job to collect the taxes from the people. Now, if they could get extra money from the people, they were able to do so legally. Now, I didn't say morally, I said legally. Some of those tax collectors did undesirable things, and they got as much money from the people as they could. Matthew was the brother of James. He was also known as Levi. Matthew was a tax collector.
He had an encounter with Jesus and
decided to follow Jesus. Jesus said to Matthew, follow me. And he did. He left it all and followed him. He didn't say, I got to go home and ask my wife. I got to go home and think about it for a month. He followed Jesus. Then Matthew hosted a banquet for Jesus in his house and invited a large group of tax collectors and others, and they feasted that day. Well, I don't have to tell you what happened next. People are trying to figure out why Jesus is eating with tax collectors, because they're the scum of the earth. And you can imagine who was saying that. Check this out in Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 29. Matthew was a tax collector in Capernaum, which was a town on the Sea of Galilee. I still remember my childhood vacation Bible school days when we had to actually make a map of the Sea of Galilee and the towns that surrounded it. Matthew became a disciple and an apostle. Matthew also wrote the first book of the New Testament. And that book starts out with the birth lineage of Jesus. Another major passage in the book of Matthew is when Matthew was talking about serving two masters. He said, we can't do that. We're either going to love God or we're going to love money. What is going to drive us? And that's in Matthew 6:24. Yes, we have to use money. It's a form of transaction. But what is influencing your life? What is controlling your life? Jesus or money? We have to choose. The other named tax collector was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector in Jericho. Zacchaeus heard so much about Jesus, the Messiah. He went to try to find out more about him and even see him. But Zacchaeus was a short man, so he climbed up in a sycamore tree to see this man named Jesus, who they've been talking about. Jesus saw him in the tree and called him by name and had a conversation with him. Luke 19:6, Zacchaeus realized his sinfulness and recognized he needed a Savior. He asked to be forgiven of his sins and gave his life to Jesus. Luke 10:9-10. He didn't only just get saved. He realized he needed to make things right. He gave half of his belongings or goods to the poor and paid back four times as much to the people who he cheated. Do I hear the word restitution? He made it right. Now, Sister Marlene, what does this devotional have to do with me? How can this help me in my spiritual growth? I'm glad you asked. Both men knew they needed Jesus as their personal Savior. Both men decided to follow him and serve Jesus. Both men gave it all up and saw the need to be with him. They just didn't get saved. They worked for Jesus. If you need to make things right, saints of God, fix it. Zacchaeus got saved and realized he needed to fix it. Restitution. He paid back to the people who he cheated four times as much as he cheated them. This is a rich man having to give up his riches. The gospel of Christ is for everyone. That's a major point. No matter your size, no matter if you're male or female, or your financial situation, both these men were rich. But Jesus came for the poor, he came for the middle class, and he came for the rich. But you know, I don't know if there's any middle class in the Bible days, but Jesus came for everyone. And today he's here for everyone. Also, Jesus came for everyone, no matter what evil or good one has done. Now, you know those tax collectors were doing some evil things, but Jesus came for everyone. No matter what you've done, Jesus will forgive you. No matter what it is, no matter if no one else knows but you and him, Jesus will forgive you.
Just ask for forgiveness from Jesus.
Jesus, the living Savior, is for everyone. Also, another takeaway from today's devotional, Jesus will change your life if you let him. He changed Zacchaeus' life. He changed Matthew's life. He even changed the whole house of Zacchaeus. Salvation came to his house, not just for him, but for his home. And also, Jesus knows your name. Can you imagine Zacchaeus is in the tree and all of a sudden he hears, Zacchaeus, from Jesus? Oh my. I would have fell out the tree. But Jesus knew his name. There's a song, I have a maker and he knows my name. Oh, that just blesses my heart. Jesus knows Marlene. My mama doesn't even know me like Jesus does. Our closing song today is Follow Jesus, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I will follow. Matthew and Zacchaeus both decided to follow Jesus. Will you choose to follow him today?
Follow Jesus, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I will follow. Follow Jesus, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I'll go. Upon the mountain, down through the valley, or if it be on the mountaintop, I'll go, Lord, anywhere you want me. Take me, here am I, here am I. Follow Jesus, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I will follow. Follow Jesus, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I'll go. Anywhere he leads me, I'll go. Anywhere he leads me, I'll go.
Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day we've never seen before. Although we don't like tax day, or some of us like tax day because we get money back, and there are others of us who have to pay. And I pray that you would help those that have to pay money back to the government that they would have those funds to pay back to the government. We thank you for the ability to be able to work for those of us who are working. And we ask you to help us as we give our money back to the government for those things that they desire of us. Father God, I ask you to pray for the people who are having financial problems right now. You know what they have need of, Father God, those that need jobs. Those that need jobs that can help them with paying their bills. We ask you to pray for them, Father God. We ask you to pray for the people who are getting ready to help their children, who are getting ready to go to college, pay that college bill. We pray for all the children who have to make their decision by May 1st. On what college they will go to. I'm talking about the seniors in high school. Help them to choose wisely. We pray that they would choose the college that is best for them and the one that you have selected. I pray that it will seek the Lord and make it a major decision in their lives. Father God, I just thank you for the people that are listening today. It's so great to have listeners. I'm so grateful to have listeners. I pray that you have blessed them, Father God, and you know what they have need of at this very moment. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we thank you that you know our name. You know everything about us. I don't know all the things about my listeners, but I'm glad you do. Touch them, Jesus. Touch those that need a healing. Touch those that need friends. Touch those that need a place to live. Touch those that want to change careers. Oh, help them in the name of Jesus. Touch those who would like a husband or like a wife. We pray that everyone will seek the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray for our students who are coming to a close of the school year. Help them to finish well, Jesus. Help them to finish well. And we pray for the parents that will be guiding their children as they close the year out of school year 2023 to 2024. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, I pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining me today on Grace Notes, Devotions at the Piano with Marlene. Make sure you visit my website, MarleneJenkinsCooper.com, where you can connect with me. I would love to hear from you. While you're at it, if you found value in this podcast, I'd appreciate it if you click on the button to subscribe or follow and give us a rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. Or if you simply tell a friend about the podcast, that would help me out too. If you like this podcast, you may want to check out my book, Grace Notes, 5-Minute Inspirational Devotions for the Church Choir, Musicians, and Friends of Music. Be sure to tune in on Monday for new releases of our devotional episodes. God's grace is sufficient for each of us. Blessings.